Hello, I'm John Bates. Welcome to this AHDB podcast. A ballot to decide the future of AHDB horticulture has concluded, and the outturn has been published and passed to ministers in London and the devolved parliaments for a decision on what happens next. The call for a ballot on the continuation of a statutory levy in horticulture came late last year, and a yes-no vote started in January. An independent company was appointed and administered the voting process. Joining me now is AHDB Chairman Nicholas Sophia to give us the latest. Hi, Nicholas. Thanks for sparing the time. What are the details of the ballot vote?
Hi, John. Yeah, so we've got the results from UK Engage, which is the company you mentioned, and they were published yesterday. In summary, the total number of horticultural levy payers who could have voted was 1,155, and the number of votes cast was 802, which is a very good 69.44% of all eligible voters voted. So it definitely got the vote out. On the outcome, right across AHDB horticultural responsibilities, the yes vote to continue the levy was 314, which is only 39.15% of the total, and the no vote was 488, which is 60.85%. So the no vote across horticulture got it. We were also asked by DEFRA to ask Engage. We don't see the details of the voting, but we were asked to ask UK Engage by DEFRA to provide deeper analysis. And that deeper analysis is very interesting. It actually has somewhat of a different outturn. If we said that when individual votes were cast, the no vote was 61%, when you look at it in terms of the value of levy paid, that is the amount of the money paid overall, then actually it reversed the picture. And 57% of those who actually paid the most money, i.e. the majority of the money, 57% voted to continue. So you actually had 61% voting no by number of levy payers and 57% voting yes by the value of the levy. So that's one bit of information that was provided. And then there was also requested of UK Engage by DEFRA a breakdown by crop of what was actually voted. And I won't go through that in detail, but it shows enormous differences between the crops. So field vegetables, protected edibles, protected ornamentals, hardy nursery stock voted heavily not to continue with a levy, whereas fruit, both tree fruit and soft fruit, and mushrooms voted very heavily to continue with the levy, both in terms of, in nearly all cases, both in terms of just the sheer number of levy payers, but also the value of levy that they paid. So you've got a very complex picture. And as you quite rightly said, the next stage is that all this information goes to ministers. It's always been said that the request for a vote, petition, of more than 5% of levy payers in any one sector, they can have a vote. The vote is constrained by being, as you say, either a yes or no vote. There's no cleverness about it. It's a yes or no vote. But it also says in the statute that then goes to ministers to decide what to do about that vote. So I think we just have to wait now and see what ministers decide. And that's not just DEFRA ministers. It's also the devolved authorities, Scotland, Wales, etc. And I suspect it will take some time.
Well, so yes, on that point, have you got any indication as to how long it might take?
No, we have no indication of how long it might take or what might be the methods by which the ministers will decide to opine. I think we just have to say we passed on the information and ministers will decide. All this information, by the way, is actually on the website. So if anybody wanted to look at the details, which actually are quite fascinating and very instructive, I think, then they're there.
So what happens now then? So there's obviously we're awaiting a decision from from London and the devolved parliaments. Is it a case of business as usual then for the sector?
Well, I mean, the answer is yes, we have a responsibility to carry on doing exactly what we do, which is to service the horticultural industry, which is some 10% of what we do out of the total. And the team are actively engaged in doing all the work that it does. We clearly do, although there is business as usual, we clearly do have a group of colleagues who are nervous about what the outcome might be. I think we have a lot of growers out there who are becoming, even in the few hours since we published, quite vociferous about their views on what should happen. All of that directed at us, and we can only tell them they have to direct that elsewhere because we don't make that decision. So I think we're in for a few weeks of uncertainty, both in terms of staff, in terms of growers not knowing what's going to happen. But it's business as usual, yeah.
When you know more, we'd be pleased to welcome you back, Nicholas. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That was Nicholas Sophia, chairman of AHDB, sharing the facts following the closure of the ballot for AHDB Horticulture. My thanks to podcast producer Aisha Shabnam. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.